My name is Diane Wilton. I'm principal of Martin Luther King Elementary School in Edison, New Jersey. Our philosophy here at Martin Luther King School is that all children are entitled to be treated with respect. Discipline is done with fairness and understanding and consistency. We focus on positive behaviors and highlight those students who have exceptional and acceptable and excellent behaviors. We use motivational tools based on the common language. Everyone has ownership in developing rules for the school. The rules and regulations are meaningful and appropriate for the child. And it's also based more on intrinsic rewards. For positive rewards may include everything from pep rallies, dancing in the hallways, discovery walks, game time, assemblies, extra recess time. A lot of rewards are developed by teachers and students. So it's positive, enjoyable for students so they look forward to doing it again. Positive reinforcement, it's goal-oriented and goal-driven. It's meaningful to the students. It's incentive-driven as students and staff are recognized periodically, and it's an appreciation of positive behavior for students. So their understanding is when they are exhibiting their positive behaviors, they're going to get rewarded for those positive behaviors. I think that research has really proven that negative consequences or punishment really has very little effect. We find that children keep coming back with the same behaviors. But when they have an incentive to promote positive behaviors, they start assuming that their positive behaviors will reap the rewards. Many of our parents are beginning to see that when children come to the principal, it should not always be for a negative consequence, but to support the child in their behavior. Lessons are embedded into our day. In the beginning of the year, we have lessons on positive behavior, lessons on the expectations of how to walk through the hallways, lessons on expectations for lunch and recess behaviors, focusing on the needs as far as children and supporting them in their behaviors and trying to turn around some of their negative behaviors to positive behaviors is really what we strive for, instead of just giving them a punishment, a suspension, a lunch recess detention, because we find the behaviors continue that way. If the children feel in control with designing their rewards and developing their rewards, it's very successful in classrooms.